It says daf is daf mem beis. So we got to around 8 lines down. The Gemara says by minei Rav Shmuel bar Bishna me bai. So he asks the following question. We've been discussing various types of tumas, and we've discussed two general categories of tuma. There's a tumas ri'ah and there's tumas maga, that which is seen by seeing something coming from a particular area of the body that will create a tumas ri'ah. That's a nida, a zav, a zava, a balkari, and there's also tumas maga, touching something, such as tumas sheret, tumas nevela, tumas meis. So one is internal, where it comes out from the body internally and leaves the body, that's a ria, and then something externally it touches, that's tumas maga. So the Gemara asks the question, what's the categorization of poletes shechlas zera? A woman, after having tashmish, and then she's poletes shechlas zera, do we now view that as roa havia, she tumas ria? Oh, no gas, Havya, or perhaps that's only tumas maga. It's considered touching her, not tumas ria. So what's a nafkamina? Who cares how you categorize this? And the Gemara says there are three nafkaminas. One nafkamina is a listor, if it's going to be sosa the shivnakim. The din is that if a woman, if you look at Rashi on the side, right around where we are on the Gemara, listor beziva bimei sphere. So let's say she's counting shivnakim, she's a zava. And so now during shivnakim, she must be completely tahor. E roa, says Rashi, roa havia saseris. If the din of poletes shechlazera has a din of roa, so that which she sees, that type of tumah is so ser, it contradicts it, ruins the shivanakim. She has to start all over again. About no gas lo, but if it's simply tumas maga does not break up the shivanakim. How do we know? Sheim naga b'shim tumah eino saseris. That if she, let's say, touches a mace, if she touches a nevela, sheret, then shivanakim, though, although she might be tame, her shivanakim could still continue to be counted. Fine. So one afkamina is it's going to be so sir the shivanakim or not. Second afkamina says, ula tame bimashu. Will it, bimashu be sufficient, or do you need a particular shear? So when it comes to tumas ri'ah, we know by anida, she sees even kechardal. So the din is she's tame, even a kol shu. So if it's ria, even a mashu is tame. If it's tumas maga, then we need to create a certain shear of how much zera comes out. And the third nafkamina says the Gemara is latame b'mifnim kibachut. That we said before that tumas nida is unique in that even though it's internal, once it gets to the beis achiton, which is still internal to her, that's enough to be matame. So if it's tumas roa, so then when pulat the shechazera should be matame b'mifnim kibachut. If it's tumas maga, though only after it exits the body should it be matame. So these are the three nafkaminas. So Gemara says, Manavshach, what's the question? If the Ishmaeli Masnitsa, if they heard the brisa of yesterday's daf we discussed about the inin of the Baal Nida, a woman who's the Baala, so we had the machlokas, whether the Baala is matame bifnin kibachutz, that's Tanakama. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, not until it's yotzel chutz, just like the Boel. A man is only tamei tumas keri when it's chutz, so to the woman's tumas keri only when it's b'chutz. So if we heard the brisa yesterday, so we should know the answer. Having heard the brisa from yesterday's daf, the Rabbanan Roha would be a Roha, because they hold that the Baala is mitamei bifnim k'b'chutz, and Rabbi Shimon would be clear no gas have it, because he holds it's not tamei until it exits the body. So what's the shaila? If you heard the brisa, v'lo shmila masnisa, had they not heard the brisa at all, so then mistaver no gashav, it's a pashup shot, it's a maga. Why would you think, what would the havamin be that a woman's poleta, shikha zera, is going to be roa? Roa is only when it comes migufa, when it comes from her own body, a dam from a nidar, a dam from a zava, or keri from a zava, or keri from a bal keri. But to say keri, which gets into her body, is going to make her into a ria, that doesn't make any sense. What's the havamin if you think it's a roa? So either you the brice and you know what the answers are, or you didn't hear the brice and it should be pashup shah, that's tumas maga. Why would you have such a suffix? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why this is a suffix. Liolim shmilei masnisa. Really, they heard the brice, they were aware of the machlokas about a woman who's pulepta shechazera, they're a bun hold that she's still tamei bifnim kibachutz, and Rabbi Shimon holds it's not until yotzei lechutz. They heard the brice, so they knew the din, and there was never a shaila in the world of Rabbanan who holds that poletes shechazer is matami bifnin kibachutz. They knew that tumas roa, and therefore it would follow that it's also sosher shivanakim. It's also going to be matami kosher. So that was pashut for the shita Rabbanan. But kimi baile, when was there a safek aliba the Rabbi Shimon? In the world of Rabbi Shimon, Ulatami b'fnim k'b'chutz l'kumin barley. They never asked a shaila of whether or not the poletes shechlazer is matami b'fnim k'b'chutz, because we know according to Rabbi Shimon it's not. Rabbi Shimon it's only when it's yotzei l'chutz. But they still had an open question for the other two dinim for Rabbi Shimon. Ki k'mid barley. When did we ask the question aliba the Rabbi Shimon? It was only with respect to listor ulatami b'cholshu. My, how far will Rabbi Shimon go? Will he say, Ki Kama Rabbi Shimon, when Rabbi Shimon holds that Daya, the woman, should be Kibbalah, should be like the husband, Havi, in terms of it's only when it's Yotzei L'chutz, is that limited only to Hani Mila L'Tumay B'Fnim K'B'Chutz? To only regarding the Tumah, that's not Tami B'Fnim K'B'Chutz, it's not until it's actually Yotzei L'chutz. Only maybe that halakha does he say they are the same. About Listor of L'Tami B'Chol Shiroah Havi, but perhaps, with respect to being Tosa Shimon Akim and being Matame, even a Kolshu, maybe we would assume the woman Poletes Shechlazer is like Tumas Roa, and somehow she's a hybrid of these two types of Tumas. Oh, Duma Loshna, perhaps there is no difference, just like he says Poletes Shechlazer is only Tame B'Yitzias B'Chutz, so too you need a shear for the Tumah, and it's also not Soser Shimon Akim, it's a fully Tumas Mat. Gemara now says, Ikadami. Here's another version. The Olam lo shmir le masnisa. Really, they never heard of the Braisa. And Mahachi kami barley. The question is as follows. Because we said before, if you didn't hear the Braisa, if you ask anyone, what would the status, what would the category be of a woman who fled the Shechlazera? Anyone who knows anything would tell you it's Tumas Maza. So what to have meaning to think that she might be Tumas Ria? So the Gemara explains, Mahachi kami barley. This is the question. From the very fact that on Har Sinai, the only Tumah that we were warned about in Har Sinai was Bali Keri, that we had to separate from the wives because there could not be any Tumas Keri. So therefore, we see that Tumas Keri is very serious, and the fact that both the husband and wives must be concerned with Tumas Keri, maybe it's going to be considered Roa Havia. Oh, Dilma Loshna, perhaps it's there's no, I skipped a line, sorry. Oh, Dilma Lo Gamina Sinai, perhaps. We can't learn any dinim from Sinai. Just for the fact that Keri was the only Tumah mentioned in Sinai doesn't mean we could assume anything about the Roa or Nogas. The Chiddushu, the whole din of about Keri is a presence in the Sinai with the Chiddushu. We can't learn from a Chiddush. Why? What's a Chiddush? The Zav and the Mitzara and the Chamiri v'lachmei b'rachmana. Because everyone agrees that a Zav and a Mitzara is much more severe than a Baal Keri. And yet, even though they're more severe, the Torah didn't warn about that type of Tumah Har Sinai. So the whole din of Keri at a Bar Har Sinai was a whole Chiddush. And we say, Ein Bo'al HaChidusha, we can't learn beyond the Chiddush, and therefore we can't use Sinai as a model of perhaps that it was a Tumah Zeroa. So that's the question. So Gemara answers now, that Amar Le Roa Havia. The answer is it's a Roa. A woman who's Poletes Shechlazer is a Roa. Asa Shaila Le Rava. Then he went to ask Rava what he thought. Amar Le Roa Havia. He agrees it's a din of a Roa. Asa Le Kamid of Yosef. Amar Le Roa Havia. Everyone said it's a Roa. So how did Asa Le Kamid de Bai? Then he went to a Bai and reported back how everyone said it's a Roa. Amar Le. So he said, Kuchu Baroka Chada Tafisa. Everyone holds the same Shita. So Amar Le Shapir Amar Lecha. That you say well, because Ad Kan Lo Kama Rabbi Shimon Daya Kabbalah El Tami B'Fnim K'B'Chutz. Because when does Rabbi Shimon say that she has a din of the husband, that it's not Mitami B'Fnim K'B'Chutz, only when it's Yotzei L'Chutz, that's only regarding that Inyan of B'Fnim K'B'Chutz. Ava, but with respect to Lister, L'Tami B'Cholshu, Roa Havi, and that's how the Gemara concludes. Okay. Gemara now says, Taner Rabbanan, last four narrow lines of the Amud here, the Braisa tells us that Hanidav HaZavav HaShemer Yom K'Neged Yom, Vayoledes, all four of these women, these are four possible ways for a woman to become Tamei. Kulan, Mitamos, Bifnim, Kibachot, all of them are Tamei, Bifnim, Kibachot, that when already the Dam leaves the body and it exits to the Beit Achiton, although that might still be internal to Bifnim, it's viewed as Kibachot already. So these four categories of women. So Gemara says, I understand, Bishma, this makes sense to me. Kulachaye, all of them, it's needed to teach me the din, except for Ella Yoledes. But what about Yoledes? Why did we have to have Yoledes as a separate case? We know that Yoledes is a separate type of woman. She's not a Nida, she's not a Zava, she's not a Shemesh Yom Kineged Yom. But really, halachically, she is. Because Ibime Nida, Nida. And Ibime Ziva, Ziva. If the woman who's Yoledes sees Dam during Menida, so she has a din of a Nida. And Nida's already mentioned the Braisa. And if she sees she gives birth during Meziva, and blood that comes out, so then she's a Ziva. That's Zava, and she already mentioned in the Braisa Zava. So what's the chiddush of adding your letters to the list here? There's no real nafkamina. And so Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Lo tricha It's only needed for the case of Shayar de Litvol Mituma Latara. That let's say the woman's going to the mikvah, she's Tameh, and she's going to the mikvah from Tuma Latara to change over to be Matara himself. V'chiha d'amar Rabbi Zeir, like the statement of Rabbi Zeir, amar Rabbi Chiya b'Rashi amar Rav, Yoledes Shayar de Litvol Mituma Latara, when a woman goes down to the mikvah to become Tahor, V'nekar Mimenu Dam B'yirida Tameh, V'aliyah Tahor. Let's say some of the dam is neck from the body. Some of the dam, we'll read Rashi in a second to make this all clear, but I'll just say this outside just for a moment. When the dam leaves to the Beis Achitzon, so it's still internal, but it already left the Makor, so it's really Tameh, so now she goes to the mikvah. So if during Yerida the dam already left the body, so she went down to the mikvah, that mikvah wasn't good because she's already Tameh because the dam is there. But if after she goes to the mikvah and she comes up the Aliyah, and now there's dam that's Nekar, she's Tahor. Because we have to remember, what's the context here? We're talking about, look at Rashi to put everything together. Rashi says here, we're six wide lines down, halfway down the line, Tuma Latara. The case is a woman just gave birth. She's Yoledes. So now she's changing from Tuma Latara, La'acha Shruayim. So the 2 weeks pass of a giving birth to a girl. So now she's going from Tuma Latara. So the typical case is, she goes to the mikvah and she's Tahor. Rashi says, V'kaim olam hold like Beis Hillel, Damri b'nos kusim, and daf lamed hei, v'yomei v'tfila tali rachmana. In order for Yoledes to become Tahor, she needs two things. One is the days to pass, the 2 weeks, and she also needs the mikvah. D'lo havei dam Tahor, ela lacha tfila. And therefore, all the dam that's there only transforms to dam Tahor after both yomim and the tfila. So now the case is, Yoledes goes to the mikvah, and now she's nekar dam. Some dam leaves the body. So nekar dam, the Beis Achiton, so some of the dam exits into the Beis Achiton, v'amad sham yomu yomayim. It remains in Beis Achiton for a day or two, but it hasn't exited the body. So now the din is, it's tmeya kol man shuba. So as long as the dam is there and present, it's tamet. And kshiyatza, when she leaves the mikvah, it doesn't work. Because by tefila achrisi, the lo taras the tefila. Because since the dam was sitting there in the Beis Achiton, that's metameh her, and going to the mikvah cannot be metayer that dam. V'hainu, the Tanya, Yoledes metameh be-Beis Achiton. Okay, so that's the case of the Gemara. So again, if, however, the dam was after she went to the mikvah, and then the dam's nekar, that's fine, because at that point, after the tefila, all dam she sees is considered dam tohar. So the Gemara now says, so that's the chiddush. That's why we have to teach the case of Yoledes here in the Braisa. So Gemara says, Amar Lei, no, so now we are, Timea, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Zera, B'yirida, Amai Timea, Tuma Baluhi. So even if the dam is nekar, let's say the dam, she's Yoledes, and some dam is nekar, and it's sitting in the Beis Achiton for a number of days, and then she goes to the mikvah, why is she Tameh? Isn't there a din of Tuma Vlua, which means anytime there's something that's Tameh that's internal, it's not a Tameh anyone. So it shouldn't be Tameh. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains this a little bit further. There's a Rashi Tuma Vluahi, Kaimalam Beperek Behema Hamaksha, that Tuma Vlua ain't a Matameh Lubamagavamasa. If there's Tuma that's somehow internal, it's inside the body, it's not a Tameh a person, it's not considered touching, it's not considered carrying Tuma, it's completely Tahor. V'hacha, Hatuma Bluhi. And here, since the dam is sitting internally, even though it's in the Beis Achiton, it's Bluhi. V'lo Dami, this is a very important point. V'lo Dami l'chol anashim shematameis b'Beis Achiton. Didn't we learn in other cases that a woman's nida when dam's already in the Beis Achiton? Isn't that Tuma Bluhi? That's the typical case. That's Roe, meaning the Hasa Mishim Ri'iya d'mi esmohi v'tuma shiva. To make a woman tumas ri'iya, whether it's a nida, whether it's a zava, so all that, if it's already internal, that's fine, tuma blua, it's considered ri'iya. But regarding maga, rachman amar bivsara, michi asa b'beis achiton have a ri'iya. It's a ri'iya when it already gets to the area of b'beis achiton. That's by a tumas ri'iya. Aval hacha, here, she's already tama yoledes, remember. Hacha, mishumas v'negiyahu v'tumas erev. Here, we're trying to add in another din. Like, let's say she sees dam, further dam, she's not going to be considered Tumas Ria. It's now at this stage the dam is a Chefshet Shel Tuma that's going to be Metameh her, not Midin Ria, but Midin Maga. And if it's Midin Maga, so then Maga is not considered Maga if it's Blua. So the Rashi continues, Dimi Shem Ria, Dimasmal Iyakar, Miasmal Havi Ria. So fine, Ria, Dimasmal Amani Lehidna. Actually, we can skip the rest of it. So in the end of the day, so since we're concerned with Tumas Maga at this stage, Tuma Blua is a relevant factor. So since, again, when she went down to the mikvah, even though the dam was nekar, at that moment it was tumablua, and tumablua is not matami her, so she should be tahor after going to the mikvah until the dam exits the body entirely. So Gemara says, Amar le, zil shali li Rabbi Abin, go ask Rabbi Abin. The asterisk in Hele, I explained to him the answer. Rekarkish liberation ben medrash, and he's not his head in agreement in the base medrash. So all is a shali, so he went to ask Rabbi Abin what the answer was, what was the explanation, why is this not considered tumah bluya? And Amar le, he answered back, Asa'ua kinivlas of tahor, shemetame bigadim b'vesa bluya. So the din is a nivlas of tahor. Of tahor is a kosher bird. If a kosher bird wasn't shechted, it just died, it was killed, that's called a nivela. So it's a nivlas of tahor. There's a din in the Torah that a nivlas of tahor is not tame if I touch it. It's only tame if I were to eat it. So when I swallow and it gets to my beis ablia, it's tame. Ah, but isn't a beis ablia tumah blua? So the chiddush, the Torah tells me, even though it's blua, even though it's absorbed, even though it's internal, it's still matame. So the answer was, just like by nivlas of tahor, it's matame, even though it's blua, here as well, this dam, that's nekar, even though it's blua, it's tame as well. Gemara says, you can't compare these two cases. Me, dame, can you compare nivlas of tahor as a model for the case of the dam blua by your lettuce, hasam there by the nivlas of tahor, ain la tumah b'chutz. There is no tumah b'chutz. If you touch a nivlas of tahor, you're not tame. It's only type of tumah blua. And Rashi explains on top here that hasam ain la tumah b'chutz. Kedepishas the tame ba ain la chaba ella mashi amar ba. We only know what we have in the Torah, which is hachu the gaza berachon. The Torah made a gzera that by nivlas of tahor, it's only tame blua. That's a chiddush. But you can't now apply that back to the Gemara now. Pacha here in the case of the dam nidam, kinafik libra the tummy. When the dam exits the body, it's tummy. So in that case, you need tumas maga. So in the case, the typical case of tumas maga, there tumas blua will not be tummy. So it's a very strange comparison. So Gemara says, hachanami chashiyata lachutz einachanami. When the dam leaves the body, einachanami, after she goes to the mikvah, she'll be tummy. Which means, when she goes, so the case is a woman's yoledes. And then she goes to the mikvah, she feels nekar dam. Dam leaves the body, but still in the beis achitza. So she goes to the mikvah, she's tahor. But the moment it comes out, then that's tumas mag, and that's what Rashi says here. Rashi says here, hachanami, four lines down, hachanami, kishiyat l'chutz. L'chishiyat l'chutz, metame. When that dam leaves the body, she'll become tame. Im nekar kodem tefillah, even if it left before the tefillah. Vim tavla, tahora kozman, if she went to the mikvah, she's tahor completely. Kozman, shisham, so long as it's there. Fine. So now that's the explanation. That's why the tefillah case. But in the end of the day, asks, if it's a situation where telling me a din, that you'll led this when she sees dam, that was nekar, and it was nekar even during tefillah, and then when it leaves the body, she tame tumas maga. So then, what's a chiddush? We know that. There's no chiddush there when someone touches dam nida, they become tame. So Gemara says, Mal the same, what's the habamina? Migo de mahanya tefillah of dam, Dika gave, tananami lahai. So the habamina is, just like we know, a woman who's yoledes. So let's say she has dam in the rechem. It never left to the beis achitza. It's in the rechem. So she goes into the mikvah, and after the mikvah, any dam she sees is dam tahar. So that means the tzvil of the mikvah was a matar, any dam that was still internal, that was in the beis rechem. So the habamina is, just like it's a matar, the dam that's in the beis rechem, maybe it's also matar, the dam that's in the beis achitza. Kamashlan, that's not the case. And that's the chiddush we have here for the case of Yoledes. Okay. The Gemara now says, so now after establishing this case here, the Gemara says, Shmaitan Iprik. So we explain the din of Rebbe Zeira. Rebbe Zeira, again, was the din of a woman who's Yoredes the Tzvila. That's the focus, the past few lines here. But we still don't know, back to the Gemara, the Brisa that listed four situations, the four women, we say mitamim b'snim kibuchutz. We said anida zava shemesh yom kineger yom and yoledes. These are four instances of women who were mitami b'snim kibuchutz. So still, we go back to now, going back to the brayta. What's the chiddush? What do we need? Again, if it's the case, ella yoledes, even may need anida, even ziva ziva. If it's during the days of anida, well, we already mentioned anida in the brayta, and if it's the days of ziva, we already mentioned zava. So what's being added here by mentioning yoledes as a fourth example? To which the Gemara says, Hacha b'maya skin, and the case is, Beleda yabishta. It's where it was a dry delivery, if you will, where there is no blood at all, so since there's no dam nida, there's no dam meziva, and that's why you have to mention yoledes separately, that yoledes is already matame b'kvifinim kibachutz. So Gemara said, what do you mean? What's belay the yabisha, the dry leda, my metame bifnik mechutz ika? What's mean metame here? That's when it's in the beis achiton, it's already metame here as if it left the body. There's no dam to speak of. He says, lay the yabisha. So Gemara answers, kagon shehotzi vlad rosho chutz prosdar. The situation where the child is the one that's being metame here. So when the Vlad's head comes out into the Beis Achiton, even though it has not yet exited her body, that's already Metamehir, the Din of Yoledes. Could have Oshaya, Damar of Oshaya? He holds, this is a Din with a woman, to Gong and Gemar and Chulin, that if, let's say, Miyaledes, what do you call him again?
Midwife,
if she sticks her hand inside the Me'imo, the Muberes, she touches the Vlad, so then if the Vlad is dead, so she's Metame. Why is she Metame? Because the concern, Gezeira Shema Yotzi of Vlad, Rosha Chosa Pruzdar, perhaps the head was stuck out into the Pruzdar, into the Beis Achiton, and that's already considered Kibichot already, so we see so too here as well, in terms of Tumas Leda, that once it leaves the Beis Achiton, it's considered Befim Kibichot Dami. So the Gemara says, V'chia Hida Asla Kami Rava, it's similar to a case that came to Rava once. Amarle, a person asked Rava, Ma'ole Mimha B'Shabasa. So you're allowed to do a meal on Shabbos. So Amarle, Shaper Dami, yeah, of course you're allowed to. If it's meal B'Zmana, the child was born on Shabbos, so the 8th day is on the next Shabbos. So of course you could do meal B'Zmana the Shabbos. So Basa did nothing. After you left, Amar Rava said, wait a second. Saka Da'itach Ha'dahu Gavar Lo Yadda D'Shar Mimha B'Shabasa. Wait a second. Did that person really think that you can't do a meal on Shabbos? And the guy knew something. Everyone knows that. You could do a meal on Shabbos. What was his question? So he said, maybe he missed something. So Al-Zabasa, he ran after the guy and said, wait a second, Amar Leid, Emily, easy gufo de ovda, hey chavik. Explain to me exactly, what was your mice, what was the question you were asking me? So Amar Leid, he said, Shemas Vlad did Tzavit, Apanya, Demal B'Shabasa. So I heard my baby crying from the mother already Erev Shabbos. I heard some crying coming out. Velo Yishalid Ad Shabbos, but the birth didn't take place until Shabbos itself. So now he's explaining all the details. He says, now that I know what's going on here, Amalei, Hai Hotzi Rosh Chutz Prusdahor. This is a classic case of the child sticking his hands in the Beit HaChitam, and that's considered a full Leda. So the Leda was really Erev Shabbos, because from the fact that he could hear the child crying on Erev Shabbos, that means the head was already in Beit HaChitam, and that's a Leda. So that's a Leda of Erev Shabbos. So comes the next Shabbos, that's considered Havi Milish Lobazmana, and then Chol Milish Lobazmana Ein Mechalin Aleh Shabbos. If you wait till the Shabbos afterwards, that's really day 9, and Milish Lobazmana is not Doche Shabbos. Gemar now says, Ibai Lhu Osa Makom Shal Isha Balu Hava O Beis Estam Hava. So that area, Osa Makom, the Beis Achiton of a woman, is that a din of a Balua, or is that a din of Beis Estam? So now, regarding the din again, there's two dinim. Tumas Re'iyah, that we know is the Torah is mechadish us that it's Beis Achiton is b'snim is kibachot damim. But now we're going to create a situation we'll see in just a moment. But what if it touches the woman in that part of the body? Something else touches the woman. Is that going to be considered tumas maga? So what's the relevance? What's the difference between maga and blua? So the Gemara explains. The Ma'ariv Hamina, who cares whether it's blua or whether it's Beis Hastarm habit? So the Gemara says kigon shetachva lachaverta kazayis nevela b'osamakum. Let's say some other woman takes a nevela and puts it into the woman's osamakum. If it's a woman herself, so when she touches the nevela, she's ready to tame. It has to be her friend, who she's tame, she touches the nevela, but puts it in that area of osamakum of this other lady, so now she never touched it externally, it was only touching the osamakum. So how do you define that area of osamakum? Iwi amrit, if we're going to say baluha, be that area of osamakum, we say tuma balua los matame, she's not matame at all. It's considered entirely inside the body, that's not tame. But if you're going to say Beis Hastarm, Havi, what's Beis Hastarm? Beis Hastarm is something that's external, but it's covered up. So they're going like examples of like the armpits or anywhere that can be folded, which is outside the body, or between the elbow here, under the knee. That, if it's closed up, that's Beis Hastarm. It's external, but it's hidden. So the din of Beis Hastarm is different in terms of Tumma. Nihi Dibimaga Lomatami, granted, if it touched a person in a Beis Hastarm, it's not Matami Bamaga, but Bimasami Matami. But if a person were to carry that object and walk around with the object, then that person would be Tame. So we have to know, and we have for this case, we want to know whether or not that area of Osamakum is based Blua and not Tame at all, or it's considered based Starm and it's Matame if she were to walk and carry it to Matmasa. So the answer to the Gemara is Machlokas. Abai Amar Balua Havi, and therefore there's no Tumma at all to speak of, while Rava Amar Beis Hastarm Havia, and there's Tumas Masa at least. How do we know? How do they know? So Amar Rava says, Minala, how do I know this? Ditani, the Debaisa tells us, when it comes to a woman who's Mishamesh, it's a woman who just had Tashmish, So the din is that she's tamei b'sar. We had the din, the according to the Tanakhama at least, that she's tamei b'sinim kibachud zamit. So ella b'pnei she tumah beit hastarm he b'tumah beit hastarm lo matamei ella shegzer tekasavi. How come she's tamei after she has tashmish? Why is she tamei? The zera was touching her internally. So the Gemara says, you're right, because that area that also makums the base of starim, but there's a cause of that she's tamei. But we see either way from this brisa clearly that it's categorized at also makum. The base of chitzon is categorized as a din of a base of starim. That supports Rava. And Abai responds back, it says, no, chad of od kamar. The brisa is saying there are two reasons why she should be tahor, and the only reason why she's tamei after tashmish is because of there's a cause of. What are the two reasons? Chada, number one, is it's tumah b'lui. It's tumah b'lui and tumah is not to even speak of. And even if you want to, I would concede, though I'm not, but in theory, I were to concede, the od afilim tim salomar, even if I want to grant you tumah b'esa starm havya, v'enim atame, it's not tumah maga, elegzeres akasavi, that she's tame. But either way, he says this bryce is not a proof, and you could read it in two different ways. So Ibarilu, now the Gemara asks, so what about makam nivas of tahor, Belua havi or beisa starm havi. Let's say a person, a nivas of tower. We said before, nivas of tower, the kosher animal that's dead, if I were to touch it, I'm not tame. Only if I swallow it am I tame. So we want to know that area of the beisa blia, where in general that by a nivas of tower is matame me, how do we view it regarding other halachas? Well, other halachas would be viewed as balua havi, and there's no tumah to speak of, or that's beis hastarm havi, and although beis hastarm is not tumah maga, but maybe that area where you swallow from should at least be tumah masa. So the main nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? Like I just said, kigon shetachal l'chaveru kizayis nevela, person, a friend of mine, takes the veil of a behema, and puts it down my throat, so I didn't touch it, but touched down my throat, the toch piv inside my mouth, so what's the din? Iyamis balua havi, if you say the area of my mouth and where my throat, all that's tumablua, lo tamatame, I'm not tame at all. But viyamis, if you're going to say beis hastarm havia, nihiti b'magal matame, granted I'm not touching, I'm not tame simply by touching that part of my body, but b'masami matame, if I were to walk with it there, so then I would become tame tumas masa. That's the nafka mina. To which the Gemara answers, abai amar balua havi, and Rava amar beis hastarm havi. Same exact machlokas by Osamakum is here by the Beis HaBluah. So Amar Bai now says, how do I know this? How do I know that Beis HaBluah is considered a Makum Beis Makum Baluah? So the answer is the Tani, the Brisa teaches us that Yachal, one might have thought, Te Nivas Behema Metami Begadim a Beis HaBluah. One might have thought that, when again, the din is by Nivas Of Tower, it's Tamei the Beis HaBluah. One might have thought that maybe even a tumas behema, maybe nivas behema tamea, a non-kosher animal, a dead pig, for example, nivas behema tamea, should be metame min begadim. If I were to swallow it, it should be metame my begadim as well, just like a nivas of tar. Why? So that's what you would have thought. Tamalomer, it says in the Pasuk, nevela utrefa lo yochal letameba. A nevela one should eat, and a trefa one should eat. So, and it could, if one does eat, it's metame a person. Mi she'ein la tuma. So this is a pasuk of nivas of tar. The din is that mish ein lo tuma ela achilasa. The only type of tuma of tuma blua and matame begadim is only a type of item that's only tame if you were to eat it. But an item that's tame even when you touch it, it's not subject to the dinim of being matame begadim through swallowing it. So yatzazot to exclude this case of a tumasa of a behema of nivas behema tamea. That tumasa is kodum shachilenu. There's even a tuma when I touch the animal before I eat it, it's not subject to the din. The Gemara says, wait, let's make a kavachomer. So the teisei b'kavachomer. The nivas of tahor, and say as follows. Ma nivas of tahor, shein lo tuma b'chutz. If I were to touch a dead kosher animal, kosher bird rather, a nivas of tahor, if I touch it, there's no tuma, but yet yesh lo tuma b'fnim, but if I swallow it, there's tuma. Zoo, an animal, behema, that's matame, sheyeshla tuma b'chutz. If I were to touch it or carry it, there's tuma, certainly. Eino din sheyeshla tuma b'fnim, certainly there should be tuma even b'feis ablia. So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, ba. Says in the Pasuk, lo yochal letame va, by nivlas of tower, to exclude ba, flo b'acheres. So basically, even though the Kavachomer made sense, the Pasuk already excludes any other animal of being matame begadim, even though I swallowed it. In Cain, if that's the case, matame lomer ha'ochel. How come it says the word ochel? When it comes to eating a nivlas behema Torah, regular nivela, says one who eats it, he's going to become tamei. But we just said before, eating it is not matame a person. Touching is matame, but not eating it. So why did the pasuk say ochel by a regular case of nivas behema? So Gemara says, li tein shir lenogei lenosei ke'ochel, to give you a shir. Granted, if I were to not touch it, someone were to stick a nevelas behema down my mouth, I wouldn't be tamei. So why is ochel used? Because the din is when I touch nevela, or if I carry nevela, has to be the shear of an achila. That's the chiddush. The shear of an achila, but not actual achila. Which means, ma ochel bekezai, it's just like when you eat something in general, the stam shear of any achila for any type of food is always kezaias. So to afnogea venosei, the kezaias. The only time I'm a tame from touching or carrying a nivlas behema is only if it is a shear of a kezaias there. That's the chiddush. Let's finish off this daf at the very top of Mem Gimel. The Gemara says, now that that Amar Rava says that sheretz bekomto, let's say there's a sheretz that touches the komto, which is like an area that I said before, based starm, which is covered up by skin. So let's say the armpits, for example, tahor. That's tahor. Nevela bekomto tamek, but if a nevela were to touch that area, you actually tamek. So why? Sheretz bekomto tahor, because sheretz benegiyahu demetamek. What is going to generate too much sheretz is by touching something. So in that area, base starm in my armpit, let's say, for example, base starm la barn magu, that's not called touching. It has to be touching external, where it's visible. But nevela bekumto tamei, the reason why a nevela is matame in these areas, nihid bimagal matame, granted, it's not too much maga, but it will be at least mamasami a matame. Because if I were to carry, let's say I carry a sheretz that's in a pot, I'm not touching a sheretz, I'm carrying a plate holding a sheretz, there's no too much masa by sheretz. It's all about too much maga. So base starm isn't too much maga. But by nevela, there are two avenues to become tamei from a nevela, either by touching a nevela or by carrying a nevela without touching it, carrying it in a box or something. So granted, by basis of tamei, there's no tumas maga by any type of tumah, but there is at least masa. So if I were to carry a nevela of kezias nevela in my armpit, so by touching it, there's no tumah, because that's not tumas maga. If I were to walk around carrying it, that would be tumas masa, and that would be matamei me from nivlas behema. So then the Gemara says, sheretz bekumto and vechnisa l'avir hataner tamei. The din is, when it comes to an oven that's a clay cheres, so it's tamei, any sheret that's in the airspace, it's tamei. It's tamei mishim avir, from the airspace, based on the pasuk. So let's say now I've got a sheret, but I put it in my armpit, and then I stand in the oven, so now is that considered as if the sheret is in the airspace of the oven or not? I'm covering it up, but still in the avir. So the din is, the Braisa tells us, or Rava tells us, that that's considered avir taner, and it's matamei. Where's the pshita? Of course it is. That's why would you think otherwise? It's in the avir. It's in the airspace of the tanur. So now the same. What would you have thought? The pasuk says, when is it true that a klecheres is tamei be'avir? Only when it says tocha, when it's mamish amarachman, when it's mamish inside the avir, nothing else is breaking it up. But lo toch toch. But if it's inside something, it's inside something else, inside my base of starm, inside my armpit. Maybe one would have thought that that's not matame kamash lon. That even that case is considered tocho, and to the avir of the tanur would in fact become make it tamei. Okay, we'll stop here.